Let's open to the fourth book of Moses, Numbers. Fourth book of Moses, Numbers, chapter 21. I'd like to start reading at verse number 4 to verse number 9. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and much people of Israel died. Therefore the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us." And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, "Make thee a fiery serpent, and set it upon a pole, and it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looketh upon it, shall live." And Moses made the serpent of brass, and put it upon a pole, and it came to pass that if a serpent had bitten any man, when he beheld the serpent of brass, he lived. With the Lord's help, I'd like also to read from the New Testament a scripture that ties in very, very well with this scripture that we read, St. John chapter number 3. John number 3. And I'd like to start with verse number, let's start at the beginning. St. John. Chapter number 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." Jesus answered and said unto him, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus saith unto him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I say unto thee, he must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh or whether it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said unto him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered and said unto him, "Thou art a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but but that the world through him might be saved. And he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and man loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For every one that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifested, that they are wrought in God. Loved ones, brothers and sisters, friends, why do we come into God's house today? Do we come to hear something new? There is nothing new. All these scriptures are written many years ago, truths, ancient words of old that we could learn from. There's no new thing that we could find in these scriptures. These are all old prophecies, words of truth, words of Jesus. And we could understand that there is a need. A man has a need to be saved. As we read in Numbers, the children of Israel, they were delivered out of the hand of Pharaoh, serving many years under slavery. They were oppressed, and God, with a mighty hand, saved them. They walked through the Red Sea. They were guided by a pillar of fire and a cloud through the wilderness. They drank of the living water, the rock, which is Jesus Christ. They ate manna, the bread from heaven. And it says here that they were much discouraged on the way. In the wilderness, dry, dust, hot, no water, no food. And they murmured against God and Moses when they said, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt to die here?" And they wanted deliverance, and God gave them deliverance, but they still complained about it. They murmured. They said, "We loatheth this light bread." They hated the manna that God gave them from above. They didn't have to work for it. All they had to do is pick it up off the ground. They didn't have to toil the earth. They didn't have to prune any trees or vines. God gave them manna, and they hated it. They hated it. What did the Lord send? He sent serpents. The serpents that bit the people, and the venom that flowed through their veins because of their sin. And us as well, loved ones, we were bitten by these serpents of sin. We had poison flowing through our veins. Sinners, no one to save us. Nothing could save us. We couldn't work our way out of it. We couldn't do the deeds. We couldn't pray hard enough. There was only one remedy. For the children of Israel, it was the serpent that Moses made, that he lifted up on a post, on a pole. And Jesus Christ, in Nicodemus's discussion, reflected on this old-time prophecy that he would be the one that would be lifted up. And I look at myself and I'm thinking, when we have a trial in life, maybe something at work that we're going through, financial issues, marital issues, health concerns, do we look down on our phones, on the books of this world? Do we look for things, a way out, a do-it-yourself book or something to get ourselves out of the situation that we found ourselves in? Or do we look up to Christ? Because in this case, whoever did not look up to Christ would die. And whoever would not look up to the serpent and humble themselves and say they had sinned would not be saved. There is no other way, and there is no other way. The only way is Jesus Christ. There must be a spiritual birth, a reborn spirit. And the only way this could happen is if Jesus Christ was lifted up for the saving of our souls. And I know we've read this chapter many, many times, and I believe that the Lord wants us to have this as a remembrance, that we be encouraged, that we believe in Jesus Christ, our Savior, that He is the one that is the one that could save us. And whatever is born of the flesh is flesh. When we are born in this world, we had no choice. We were born of the will of others, but we have a choice to be born of the Spirit and choose the Lord Jesus Christ. And except we be born again, we cannot see the kingdom of God. Loved ones, are we born again? Do we have a renewed soul and spirit in our hearts? I believe that the Lord is trying to teach us this today, that it's not of ourselves. It's nothing we could do. Jesus Christ bore it all. And whatever is born, which is born of the Spirit, is spirit. And we should not marvel at these things like Nicodemus. He was known in the Scriptures. He knew the Scriptures like the back of his hand, the Torah, the books of Moses. He understood the law. But there must be a renewing of the Spirit, that there is a following of the Word of God, not just through words and laws, but from our spirit, that we desire to serve the Lord. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we know and testify that we have seen, and ye receive not our witness. Who was the witness? John the Baptist was a witness. The Pharisees did not receive him. They mocked him. And Jesus says, if I've told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? No man hath ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus speaks of himself. And his disciples did not realize this until he was actually crucified. And he gave that analogy, and maybe Nicodemus was reading the Scriptures, and his eyes fell upon the account when the Israelites were out of Egypt, and they were traveling the land, and they complained, and about this serpent of brass that was lifted up. And Jesus Christ reminds him, and he said, this is how it's going to be with me. There's only one way to be saved. In that time was looking at the serpent, humbling of oneself, understanding that they have sinned, looking up to Jesus. And if we don't believe, we will perish. But if we believe in Jesus, not just believe in him, but take up the cross, show ourselves to be humble, show ourselves to be worthy by asking God for the things, for the deeds, for the zeal to serve him. We didn't read this, but later it speaks about John the Baptist. And John the Baptist said that he must increase and I must decrease. Jesus Christ must increase in our lives and we must decrease. We shouldn't become proud in ourselves. We shouldn't lift ourselves up. We should consider, when we walk in a room, do we look around and see, oh, who's going to notice me? Who's going to look at me? I hope everyone's looking at me. We shouldn't have that attitude. We should have the attitude of serving the Lord, being lowly. Jesus Christ must increase. We must decrease in the things that we do. And if we believe on the Lord, verse number 18, St. John 3, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 6. And the Father sent his Son. And this is another prophecy. In Isaiah chapter 6, verse number 8. And I heard a voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" See, God was speaking in heaven. He was asking a question. Who is going to go for us? "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And then I said, "Here am I, send me." Jesus Christ spoke up and he said, "Send me." And he said, "Go and tell the people, hear ye indeed, understand not, and see indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their heart and be converted and healed." See, this prophecy came true. The Pharisees, the Sadducees, many of the people of Israel that Jesus spoke to, their eyes were blinded. Their hearts were hardened. They did not understand. Even his disciples, when there was parables that were spoken, "We don't understand. Tell us what this means." But we have this word, loved ones. We have this word. We could understand, and we could pray to the Lord if we don't have wisdom and understanding, that God will give it to us. And the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. 1 John chapter number 4:14, "And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God." God will dwell in us if we testify. But we need to have those deeds. It speaks about deeds. "For if everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, and they won't come to the light." When somebody's doing something wrong, something bad, they're not going to come to the light. If I'm doing something wrong, I don't feel like being reproved. I don't want to be chastised. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. But if you come to the light, your deeds will be manifest. Everything will be revealed. You will be forgiven for our sins that we have committed before God. And God is a God of love and mercy. God desires all of his people, his creation, to come to him. That no man would die and be cast into hell, but that all the world be saved. "But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, that they are wrought in God." The Father loveth the Son, and hath given him all things into his hands. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. See, we have a commandment from Jesus, not just to believe in him. In Mark chapter 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. If we are baptized and we believe, and we're born of the Spirit and of water, we'll be saved. Not saved on this earth. We'll still have troubles and temptations. We'll still have hurts. We'll still have pains. But we'll be saved. Our souls will be saved from damnation. And God is a God of mercy. And he will do this for us if we believe. We just have to look up. Look up to Jesus. No other thing could save us. No other do-it-yourself book. No app. No AI. We can't figure it out on our own. We just need to humble ourselves. Can we do that? I believe we can. And if you struggle with that, pray to the Lord. Ask for grace, mercy, and that the truth of God will be revealed unto us. God wants to save us, let him. May God bless his word. Amen.